All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back, and we got the Lost City for you guys. Yeah, this is from Candylight Studio, which just partnered with GOG recently to release both the Lost City 1 and 2, and, of course, Lootline. So, definitely thankful for that. And they've also got one game that was going to be released but got banned from Steam. And hopefully that one actually makes it on GOG as well at some point. But for now, we have the Lost City, and let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so I think we're ready. I don't understand all these icons, so we're just going to hit play. You told me it was the turn of the century. It was quite a big year for you, if I remember correctly. You said that was the expedition you made your big discovery on. Ah, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start from the beginning. It was the turn of the century. You took a good group of people along on your journey deep into the jungle. A group of seasoned professionals and your ambitious tenderfoot. It was a tight-knit crew formed over the years. You were like a magnet to the adventurous types. No matter where you went, you returned with treasure. You see, each expedition brought another permanent member to the team. Like the time in Egypt. Ah. Or the time you scaled mountains while on vacation in Nepal. Fun times. You almost forgot about this one. And how could I forget about the time you searched for priceless Roman heirlooms beneath the Mediterranean Sea? From what I recall, though, the whole crew. The final and most recent trip before your big discovery was that old cave deep in the English forest that the Celts used in times immemorial. And they finally arrived. This is how to use Primal Vision. You can see the icon of Primal Vision on the top left. See it? Remember, when you spot that icon, click it. It's gonna be delicious. Oh, that might be the slut mode. Well, we shall continue with the game now. Have fun. Everyone is more than ready. Regardless of the eventfulness of your work done in the field, each journey you went on, you came back with another lifelong friend. People would do anything for you. Welcome, welcome, passports, please. Even following you to the ends of the earth. People like Elizabeth C. Yes, everybody knows Elizabeth C. Your stepmama. Exactly. She's your stepmom. Since getting close to you on your journey's long past, she has made herself a stable fixture of your expeditions. Elizabeth has always been one of those people pushing you the hardest. All she wants for you is to be your best self. Some could say she was a critical force behind your past expedition successes. Your first big find together was in Egypt, a find for the ages. And the next member to join your crew was Damon, an ex-marine turned mercenary turned explorer for hire. You met him in Nepal before your little hike to the peak of one of the five treasures of the snow. To you, he seemed in need of a new purpose, so you invited him to join. Despite his initial disbelief, he took you up on your offer and you became good friends. Sophia L., Elizabeth's prodigal student, joined shortly after that on your half-vacation, half-expedition in the Mediterranean. The fact that that expedition was more fun than work helped you get close to her. Ah, she's a redhead with green eyes.
My favorite.
Which led to your close friendship. Then finally, Alyssa, the newest member of the group. She's Elizabeth's daughter. Your sister. She's your sister, dude. And now she related to you again? She should be your... She's your stepsister. Right. Your stepsister. However, she surprised even you with how useful she proved to be during your trip to the Celtic cave in England. But she still has a lot more to learn. Luckily, you came to the rescue with this new expedition. Nobody could have expected what you find out there, especially not Alyssa the Tenderfoot. Ah, but how could I forget about you? Your name, sir? You who needs little introduction. Regardless, I'll still introduce you out of courtesy. Wait, what was your name again? Oh, yes, Grim. Grim, explorer of explorers, archaeologist of archaeologists, discoverer of the undiscovered. This is your story, not mine. So I'll do my best to tell it right. It was the turn of the century, and your vessel had just dropped anchor in South America. It was a long and arduous journey across the ocean, spanning the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere. The first leg of the journey took a few weeks, and here we are now. Wonderful! It's a pleasure to meet you all. By the time Fernando got through the stack of passports, your whole team was eager to get going. Luckily, he was just as eager to get going as you all were. Please, this way. And you followed him. I assume you're our contact. Fernando? Yes? The one and only. My apologies for not saying so sooner. Don't worry about it. Once more, I welcome you all to Guyana. Come, come. Oh. Yep, that's what it does. Our transport is over here. You all get on your horses with the help of your jovial guide, Fernando. Within moments, the entire group's spirits were lifted by the man's infectious positivity. He's a really nice guy, to be fair. So, where is it exactly that you guys are going? To be honest, Fernando, we're not really sure. Oh, that's a good one! I was being serious. Oh, you were? To clarify for Grim, we don't know the exact location. Rather, a general area where what we're looking for might be located. Oh, that's good. For a second, I thought you were all crazy. Going into a jungle without a map or a plan. It's a recipe for disaster. Wait. What do you mean by that? What kind of disaster? I hope that didn't come off as a threat, mister. Damon. Damon Black. Mr. Black. Hey, cool it, Damon. What I meant is that many of my friends have disappeared into the jungle. Lots of my family's friends and their fans' friends. The jungle takes what it wants, when it wants to. You felt the horses slow down before they came to a full stop. Despite the toughness of Fernando's horses, the jungle terrain took its toll on the beasts. Whoa! Sorry to stop our journey on such a low note, but we've arrived. Arrived? But we're still on the road. Can't you take us further? Nah, terrain gets really rough up ahead. Roads are too narrow for the horses. The rest we'll have to do on foot. Be sure to take all your things.
Have a problem with that, princess?
What? Oh. Hey, I'm not a princess. I'm just new to this. I've never been to the jungle. Now's as good a time as ever to have that experience. Don't worry. You'll do great, Alyssa. I stood right where you're standing before. I know everything, but... Oh, there's more. Thanks, Sophia. I'll leave the horses here for our return trip.
You sure that's a good idea with all the predators out here?
Don't worry, my friend. These horses are very tough beasts.
Okay, then. Lead the way. Okay, then. Lead the way. And he did lead the way. You all followed Fernando off the beaten path and deeper into the jungle, into a paradise of nature's splendor on par with the Garden of Eden itself. In fact, at that moment you entered the jungle, you realized that the story spoke of is real. The Amazon rainforest. The Lust City. This place is paradise. That's what they all say. Well, that doesn't make it any less true. We'll see what you say in 2 or 3 days. Fernando, you really shouldn't underestimate Sophia based on looks alone. She may look like a delicate woman, but she's paid her dues in the field. Of course, mister. Grim. Just call me Grim. Of course, Mr. Grim. Close enough. You all followed Fernando's lead for hours. Eventually, you reached a small clearing where Fernando stopped and sat on a mossy boulder. Let's rest. We'll need energy for the next part of our journey. A break sounds fine to me. What do you think, Grim? I think we could all use a short rest. If you insist. Sitting there, you all took in the beauty of nature. All of you other than your guide. What? Shh. Do you hear that? Hear what? Silence. Exactly. What is it? Danger's unseen. What? The jungle watches. It listens. How do you think all those strong men from my village disappeared, little lady? Hey now, she's just as much the professional as the rest of us, Fernando. Sorry, I gotta bring down the music a little bit. I expect you to treat her with the same respect. Can we please continue? Preferably, I'd like to spend as little time out here as needed.
We can go, but we'll need to take another route.
Huh?
The jungle's dangers have made themselves known, so we'll need to take the longer path.
How much longer?
About 2 days.
What? Yeah, fucking right! Grim, this guy's trying something with us.
You think I'm trying to rob you?
You speak of respect and how I should respect you people. Yet you're the ones who lack respect for Mother Gaia and the jungle. That lack of respect will get you all killed. Oh yeah? You want to throw around threats? Damon! Stop. Now, look, Fernando, buddy, let's discuss this a little more. Come on.
While you assumed Damon was apologizing for his behavior, he in fact had other plans.
Fernando, I'd like to apologize for earlier. I got a little hot-headed.
Yeah, I could see that. Thanks.
Though there is something else I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh?
That detour you wanted us to take.
Yes?
Ain't gonna happen.
You fool.
Don't jump to conclusions so quickly. I just want you to take us as far as you're willing to go. And draw us a map that can take us the rest of the way.
I don't even know where you wanted me to...
Here.
I fear I cannot, sir. It's suicide.
Fine. This ought to make it worth your while.
Okay, but only as far as we agreed on. The moment I say I'm turning back, I'm turning back.
Got it? Understood.
Enjoy.
Likewise.
Heart seems to me. He's like, enjoy.
And he says, likewise. Have you all had a good rest?
I think we have.
Excellent. You'll need that energy for the journey ahead.
Yeah, a 2-day detour to the jungle isn't gonna be a breeze.
Well then, it's a good thing we won't need to take that detour.
What do you mean?
Fernando and I have reached an agreement.
Yes, we did.
And that agreement is?
I'll take you a bit further, but you'll continue the rest of the way.
That's insane. We'll get lost in seconds.
No need to worry, Alyssa. Fernando was nice enough to give us a map.
Damon, we already have maps. We need Fernando to lead us to the temple we're looking for.
The map I gave Mr. Black is far more valuable than any map created by foreigners.
It's for memory, my memory. And I could never forget that path or that temple.
So you've seen it?
It would be better if I had never did.
Oh? Having noticed the absence of Fernando's formerly jolly mood, tension hung in the air of the suffocated humidity of the jungle.
Come. We must continue.
The rest of the trek, the same tension persisted, keeping the group submerged in uneasy silence.
Until...
Stop.
What is it?
Shh.
Huh? Be quiet.
You notice how on edge Fernando was since your moment of rest by the boulders. But at that moment, you could never figure out why. The jungle was silent, which also struck you as odd. You assumed it was due to a jaguar or some other predator stalking your group between the trees. However, Fernando's face showed that the dangers of the jungle were something different entirely. Something far more fearsome than a jaguar.
I think I heard something.
I didn't hear anything since we rested.
There's probably a predatory animal out there somewhere.
We need to be careful. Especially you, Alyssa.
Damon, please watch your back.
Understood.
No.
No.
This is... Abruptly, Fernando cut himself off as if he had heard something that very second.
What?
All of you, wait here. I'll be right back.
Hey! Where do you think you're going?
I need to scout the area. Something has been following us.
And for quite some time at that.
Yes. Wait here. I'll be back soon.
If you insist.
All the rest of you could do was wait.
And wait you did.
Hours passed, yet Fernando did not return. Soon, the jungle darkened. A gentle drizzle started, which quickly gave way to a torrential downpour.
Guys,
I think it's time we set up some kind of shelter, at least to wait out the rain.
Agreed.
We'll set up some kind of cover to shield us from the rain.
Say no more.
Within minutes, you and Damon managed to set up a dry area.
This is really good.
Man, the girls really got comfortable, didn't they?
Wonderful thinking, Grim. We can use this area as our kitchen.
Why don't we have ourselves a cup of tea, too? To make light of our dire situation.
Another excellent idea. Thank you, Damon. I'll go get us some water, Miss C.
Oh, Grim, I'm your stepmom. You don't have to be formal with me.
Anyway, there are other things we need to discuss.
Alyssa, honey.
Damn.
Would you be a dear and go get us some water for the kettle?
Of course.
Thank you, dear. Grim. You don't have to be formal with your stepsister, either. You've had quite enough time to get acclimated with each other by now. Feels like yesterday, stepmama.
It definitely wasn't yesterday, Grim. Anyway, I better go get that water.
I'm thinking we should check our surroundings. That would be a great idea if it were it not raining. Oh, this can't last forever. Honestly, it'll probably pass within the hour. That's how the rainforest is. Its microclimates are truly a marvel.
One second it's perfectly clear, but the humidity keeps getting more and more intense. The next second it's pouring rain.
Really is a marvel. Just like you, hot stuff.
Cut it out, Grim. Save that talk for when we get back home.
Oh, so now I can't even show some tenderness?
We're working. Just wait until tonight.
Oh, I will.
Back with the water. Wonderful. Oh, by the way, the rain stopped a minute or two ago.
That's our cue, Grim.
Right. Ladies, we'll be right back.
Where are you two going?
We need to check our surroundings.
Why?
Grim has made the wise decision to call it a day. With nightfall coming quickly, we need to settle down.
But what are we going to eat? I'm starving.
Fernando has our...
At that moment, you remembered something that made your heart sink.
Shit!
He has our rations! Fuck!
Calm down. We're perfectly capable of foraging for food.
This does throw a wrench into our whole plan, though.
God damn it. We'll lose another day just walking back to the horses.
I know. We really don't have any other choice.
Where is Fernando, anyway? He's been gone for hours by this point.
Ah, who fucking knows? Probably eaten by that jaguar he said was stalking us. It got its fill of Fernando and left us alone.
Come on, Damon. It's not ideal, but it's our only option.
This doesn't mean that the entire expedition is off. It just puts us a bit behind schedule.
Sophia's right. We'll recover from this easily.
Fine, fine. I've done harder jobs. That's the spirit. Now let's go.
Sophia, please come with me. We'll go forage for something edible. Your knowledge of the local flora will come in handy.
You're right about that, Liz. Especially if you don't want to eat something poisonous.
Indeed.
Alyssa, you stay here and make us all some tea while we're gone.
Sure. Please, come back quickly.
I don't want to be the jaguar's next meal.
Don't worry, we'll be back in no time.
Here you go, Grim.
Thank you, stepsister. The tea is wonderful. It was made with love.
Thanks, stepsister. As you enjoyed your tea beside the fire, and Damon both noticed some rustling in the bushes today.
Hmm?
Who's there?
I said who's...
We're back and we bear gifts!
You really shouldn't do that.
Why not? You gonna shoot us?
Actually, yes. I nearly just did.
What was that?
Nothing.
What did you two find? Well, we have enough fruits and berries here to get us through the night. Hopefully it'll give us enough energy to make the hike back to the horses tomorrow.
It looks like more than enough.
Some of those look pretty tasty.
They are, and nutritious too. The tea you're drinking looks wonderful right about now, Grim. Would you like me to go get you a cup?
No, thank you, dear. I can go get it myself. Everyone should relax. Eat.
Taking Elizabeth's suggestion to heart, everyone has their fill of the jungle's bounties. The fire grew as everybody filled their bellies. Wisps of color trailed up from the flickering flames, which blended into the darkness like a watercolor painting. Ooh, I love that writing. The stars trailed and everything felt so vibrant, so alive.
Grim!
Yeah?
come with me, if you insist.
Upon arriving at the riverbank, Sophia returned her gaze to you.
Close your eyes. What are you planning?
It's a surprise.
Close them.
Okay, okay.
Can I open them yet?
Just a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Sophia.
Wow. Red-headed goddess.
Come on, join me.
How could I say no?
Smart choice.
Come on.
How's the water? Hopefully, leech-free?
The water's great, don't worry.
Absolutely.
There, that's better.
Oh, Sophia, I think I've already found the fortune I seek.
Oh?
She's right in front of me.
Grim.
I feel.
So?
Before you could finish your sentence, Sophia swam away at full speed.
Sophia, where are you going?
Follow me and find out.
I will.
Good choice.
What are...
Just share this moment with me. Focus on this moment and how it feels.
You feel so soft and warm. What about here? Even hotter.
Yes, because of your touch. I think I know what it really wants.
What you really want.
And what's that?
Well, something like this.
Oh,
how'd you know?
I know you well by now.
Yes, you do. But I know you just as well.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
Hell yeah.
Good.
Oh, yes.
Wait.
I have an idea of how to spice this up even more.
Do you now?
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Think I've done it now.
What?
I've awoken a wild animal. What can I say? My anaconda is happy to see you.
Even happier now.
Then he's gonna love this.
Oh, damn.
Shit. This is amazing. You're amazing. And so is your mouth.
I'm amazing?
More than amazing, even. You're wonderful.
You've always been so sweet to me.
So have you.
You really know how to make me blush.
Well, what can I say? Guess it's a natural talent.
I'd have to agree.
You know.
Yes?
Just wait for what I have in store for you.
Huh?
Come on. Follow me.
Wait a second now.
Sophia, hang on.
Sophia, it's dangerous out there. Come back.
God damn it.
Left with no other options, you followed Sophia to ensure her safety.
Sophia! Sophia, where are you?
Sophia! What are you doing?
Finally, you decided to join me.
I'm sorry I made you wait. It's pretty hard to see in the dark of the jungle.
You better be sorry. And if not, you're going to be.
Sophia, what's happened to you?
Nothing has happened to me, Grim. I'm just getting in tune with my animalistic instincts.
So, that's what this all is?
Then, I guess it's time for me to channel my inner caveman.
I want you to get primal with me.
How would you like it? Like this. Come closer. Oh, I see. Like this.
Yes, exactly like that.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna fill me so much. I cannot wait for your huge shaft. Put it in, please.
Come on. Stop teasing me. You're driving me crazy.
I know. I love seeing you like this.
Okay, okay. Just don't make me wait long.
I'd never.
Fuck. Yes. Hell. Yes. You're amazing, babe. So, are you?
Yes.
Yes. Unleash your inner animal. The beast is inbound, and he's got his eyes on you. I can barely contain my fear.
Don't you mean excitement?
How'd you guess? I can see the eagerness on your face. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Wait, wait. What is it?
Is the beast being too rough with you?
No, no. I just wanted to turn around
so I can see him better.
Hearing those words from Sophia stirred something within you. You might have even considered it a primal passion were it not for your earlier joking.
Oh yes, fuck me. This is so exciting.
I think this is going to excite you even more.
Oh, yes. Harder. What was that?
I want you to fuck me harder.
Oh, my legs. This feels so good I can barely stand.
Don't worry. I'll catch you if you fall.
Heavens. Oh, Lord!
Ah, yeah, I can't hold back any longer.
Don't then. I'm going to...
Yeah.
Fuck!
It feels so hot. So good.
Did the beast treat you right?
He treated me exactly as I wanted to be treated.
Wonderful.
As you held Sophia beneath the jungle canopy, you both drifted blissfully to sleep.
The next morning, you awoke without Sophia beside you. You felt disoriented and dazed. Your memories of the night prior were shrouded in a hazy fog. In fact, as you laid there staring up at the jungle canopy, you couldn't even remember who you were or why you were lying on the muddy earth of the jungle.
My head.
Ah! The more you tried to think hard, the bigger the spiky pulses of your migraine felt.
Better not think right now.
Looking hurts my head way less. What am I doing here?
I have a feeling someone was with me last night.
Ugh. Like a sign that you were on the right track, your headache pierced your brain once more.
Okay, less thinking. Maybe I can find something in my surroundings.
You headed in a random direction away from the place you awakened. To your luck, led back to camp.
People!
My God. However, to your dismay, the camp was empty. Oddly empty at that.
Where the hell is everybody?
It's like they were all spirited away. But how?
What could do this? What could make an entire group of seasoned explorers vanish?
The campfire is still smoldering.
So strange.
Fruits and berries?
The people who were here probably ate them recently.
Could they be the reason for the state of this camp?
Maybe.
Maybe they're why I can't remember anything.
The answers have to be around here.
The tent also seems oddly untouched. Hopefully something useful is still inside.
Ah, just a satchel. But it looks familiar.
Wait a second, what's this?
Passports.
Whose passport are you, though?
Quite the traveler.
Yes, it's mine. That's right, my name is Grimm.
I remember. I came here with my usual expedition group.
But what were their...
Too much to think about. I should focus on finding the others. They have to be close by. They couldn't have gone far.
Excellent. Who else is part of my crew?
Elizabeth.
And Alyssa.
I recognize their faces, but their names don't ring a bell.
I should probably take that machete.
Good. I think that's it.
Time to leave.
You chose a direction, as they were all equally good choices. especially given the fact that you didn't find any boot prints leaving the campsite. But despite your memories being so hazy, your instinct has kicked in, pushing you to venture deeper into the jungle unafraid.
Rah! Yeah! This is great exercise.
Whoa!
Nearly knocked your head off. Lopped your head off, friend.
Hey now, it was an honest mistake. I'll take my leave then.
Wow, what a find!
Such beautiful coloration.
Truly magnificent.
What in gods? Is that what I think it is?
Oh my, it is.
This is what I was looking for. I feel it.
It's calling to me.
What was that feeling?
Must be some animal.
Damn mosquitoes. They're the only thing I can hear out here. They're the only thing I hear, actually. No animals. Better move quick, then. Who knows what's stalking me? What sees me as its prey.
Bastards! Fucking mosquito! What the hell?
Holy shit!
Like that, you become the prey of whatever was stalking you. However, this predator was no animal.
What the fuck?
Awakening from your unconsciousness here and there, you realize that you were being taken somewhere, which in the short term gave you a sense of relief. However, you feared their intentions and what they could have planned for you next. Before drifting back into unconsciousness, you slept and dreamed, finding what you sought. A success and revelry, but you could never have imagined the dream you would awaken within. As you came back to the waking world, you brushed the sleep out of your eyes.
Where am I? What the hell?
Chains?
God damn it. Hello? Anyone?
All of your commotion alerted someone else outside that you had awoken. You could hear them approaching as you stood there.
Shit. Guard up, Grim.
You got this.
Show yourself.
Huh?
Oh, wow. Okay, so things are getting very interesting now. I'd like to see how this unfolds. We'll see you guys back here in January with more Lust City. And you guys know what's next. What are we doing next week?
Well, this week, I guess you could say this week, well, it's Eroge month again, so we're back to Eroge, and it's gonna be a normal week. There's not gonna be any wholesome or anything like that. We're not spreading the Christmas cheer or whatever. We're just gonna do a regular old Eroge week. We're gonna do straight up dark week, and then we're gonna do our light week, then we're gonna do our, what is it, the gaming week? And then I think it's the fan week. Basically the ones, or wild card, whatever I decide I like to do, because, you know, nobody actually comments and says anything, so I just pick stuff on that week. It's the wild card week. So that's the way we're gonna do it in December. So, alright guys, I will see you next time. By the way, we're still going to do Monster College and Lust Academy tomorrow. So that's still going to happen. But that's only a little bit. It's only an hour, I think. I don't know. Is it Monster? I don't think it's Monster. I know we're not doing Monster College. We're doing How to Fix the Future and whatever one I did after that. I can't remember. I'll have to go look it up. But we'll be doing that one afterwards, so. Whatever games I had lined up for that, we'll do that. But alright guys, I'll see you next time. I'm out for the night. You guys have a good one.